Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Thank you so much for the privilege of being able to come and share with you all this morning. I obviously am scared and grateful and love that God challenges us in all the things that we do and trust in Him, and I pray that you guys get as much out of this is what I was able to. Again, I love that process of digging in God's word and seeing what He has for us individually, but for you also. So thanks for coming on the journey with me. I might just open in prayer. God, thank you that you meet us exactly where we're at. And Lord, we are here today. We are open to hear from you. Lord, I pray you show us how much you love us and how much you desire to be in relationship with you, Lord. Thank you for your beautiful Son. And Lord, let your words come out of my mouth and be a blessing to those here today. In your name, amen. So, my message today is actually on rose-coloured glasses, and I did happen to get some made for all of our kiddies in church as well. So if the kiddies want to come down and choose some of their own rose-coloured glasses, it's just full of gifts today, isn't it? You get lollipops, you get cookies, you get some glasses. If any are left, obviously the adults can come up and grab some as well. But you can try them on. Check some out. There's some real cool designs as well. Oh, watch your head. So, kids, while you are down here, I'll be able to hear your voices a bit better. Can you tell me how would you describe mum's love? What would be some of the words that you would use to describe it? Undescribable, I'm getting right now. Nice, loving, helpful, encouraging. Yes, and some of the ones that I came up with me obviously being my inspiration, was gentle and fierce and nourishing and nurturing and supportive and safe. Did you get one, matey? Did you want one? What colour did you want?
Rainbow.
Green ones?
Are these the
small? They're all the same size. There you go, matey. So all of these, the words, the actions, mum's thoughts, her emotions, they all encapsulate the beautiful nature of the love that she has for her children. I hope, mums, today that your cup gets filled in some way. So how do we know that our mums love us? What are some of the things that our mums do? And again, off the top of my head, I thought of some of my own ideas. It's maybe the number of times that I tell my kids how much I love them throughout the day. I think it's a pretty high number. Is it the sloppy kisses that they give? Is it when she screams at school, "I love you, see you later"? Is that when you know that your mum loves you? Is it that she washes, no, not even washes, isn't it when she touches your stinky socks? Is it when she lets you paint her fingernails like we saw today? I had Roman paint my fingernails for me just Friday gone, and it was an exciting and riveting, I think we've got a picture of that, of the beautiful job he did. It's just midway up my fingers. And I wore it for a whole day. It was so lovely. Thanks, buddy. I love the insights we get from kids when they answer these sort of questions for us. And it's hard for kids at the best of times to express their emotions or put into words what some of their feelings are. But they sum it up in some really simple words, don't they? I ask my three-year-old the simple question, "Why does mummy love you?" And his response was, "I don't know, you just do." Which is 100% true, isn't it? I don't know, I just do. I just do love you. He also shared with me on Mother's Day, in those beautiful, simple words on Friday, some of his beautiful thoughts, those simple thoughts. And we've got that as well, just because everyone loves to hear what your kids describe about you. My mummy's name is Mummy. She's 829 years old, so I'm pretty up there in biblical age. She works at church. She goes to church. She works. My mummy eats buffet breakfasts. She loves them. And I must be the mother of the year because I let him have ice cream and waffles for breakfast. My mummy loves to drink fizzy water. And this was my favourite. I love this little conversation. At kinder, I want to play Mario Kart, but I'm not allowed to play Fortnite. That's right, three-year-old. You're not allowed to play Fortnite. Do we have these games here? He was asking at kinder. No, the teacher says. What else would you like to do with your mum? Drawing with mummy. I love my mummy because mummy gives me great hugs. And I think that that is one of my favourites. Romy and I share some really lovely, great hugs. I love that little kids, their thoughts aren't convoluted. They don't have double meanings. They're not manipulative at all. They're just simple and they're concrete and they're usually the last thing that they thought of. When we get a little older, though, things change and they aren't as simple anymore, are they? When a child looks up at their mum with this scenario going on, there may be some different thoughts going through their head. They may have seen their mother's facial expression at this point and thought, oh gosh, does mum still love me? Have you ever wondered that? Mum, do you still love me when I hurt my brother? Do you still love me when I have crashed your car? Do you still love me when the words I said to you were actually really mean? Some of those standout moments when we're aware that, wow, my mum really does love me, is when you realise the behaviour has been off the mark, or you know that your choices that you're going to make are going to disappoint or hurt, or that you intentionally do something hurtful out of your own hurt heart. Don't you think that these moments are some of the more powerful, albeit hard, and have demonstrated your mum's love the most? When you hear her say those words to you, this doesn't change my love for you. And we all need to be reassured of that love sometimes, don't we? It isn't always pretty doing life together. And we've heard the saying, you can't choose your family. Relationships have measures of joy and laughter, tears and pain and growth. Messy, they're confronting, they're challenging, they're uncomfortable. They're all kinds of in-your-face beautiful, and we wouldn't do it any other way. True love is loving someone when their actions aren't lovable. This is the kind of love that we are called to have for one another. This is the deeper and sweeter connection, and it's the connection that we fight for. I asked you at the start, how does a mother love their child? And how does a child know that they're loved by their mother? And I want to ask you the same question today about God. How does he love his children, and how do his children know that they are loved by him? The Bible has some many, many, many words to describe the love that God has for us. It is redeeming love. It's a chasing love. It's a surrendering love. It's a powerful love. It's a life-transforming love. It's a shame-erasing love, a debt-paying love, bringing dead back to life type of love. It's a jealous love, an unconditional love. What kind of love is this that he has for us? In 1 John 3, verse 1, it says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. The reason the world that does not know us is because they do not know him. Do you know him and the love that he honestly has for you? Whether you've been a Christian for your whole life or today is the first time that you are hearing about him, do you know the love that he has for you? We need to break the thought that his love is easily taken away or needs to be earned by our good behaviour. How we view God often comes out of our experiences with each other. And unfortunately, the experiences with sinful, broken people will affect our view of our holy and righteous God, leading us to not know him as full of love, grace, mercy, and truth. Do you see God as an angry father figure, sitting high and mighty on his throne, appalled and shocked that you've sinned again? Is that how you think he sees you? Impatient that we aren't getting it right, disappointed in us, always frustrated at our rebellious behaviour? Is that the God that you see? I want you to question what you believe and why you believe it. Because what you believe will shape your life. If we don't believe we are loved or lovable, then we won't experience the full measure of love that God has for us, and we won't live the full life that he has planned for us. Sometimes we've heard something that's said so many times that we just believe it without questioning it. I want you to question those negative thoughts, the negative words that have been spoken over your life. And when you see what those words are, I want you to take them to your Heavenly Father and meet with him there. For he is life transforming, shame erasing, love will rewrite your story. We've all heard the saying, oh, you just see it through rose-coloured glasses. And what they're saying is that we have an overly positive or happy attitude and we fail to notice the negative things, leading to an unrealistic view of the person or the situation. We often talk in marriage counselling with newly married, young couples getting ready to get married. And at that point, they usually haven't been through a lot of testing trials in their relationship together. And one of the questions that we ask the couples is, do you think that your love for one another will fade over time? And there's obviously lots of different ways to respond to this question. And essentially, the question is there to generate a conversation with the couple. But generally, most new couples will respond, my love will not fade over time, I will love you forever, in some way or form. And we all have a giggle, those who have been married for more than 1 year, and say, gosh, I wish it was that rosy. Rose-coloured glasses can get a really bad rap because you're not seeing life for how it really is. It's not realistic. But what about when the realistic view for some people's life is heavy or grim? Studies have shown that people who are facing serious health issues cope better when they ignore some of those grim statistics and they choose to focus on the positive aspects of life. Guys, our realistic view for life is grim. And as I mentioned, we are a sinful and broken people in need of a saviour. But God created a way, and that was in Jesus. He demonstrated his love for us, and it wasn't a pretty or romantic expression. It's a confronting and challenging expression, and was an all-out war that cost him everything, and it was worth it all. How he loves us. Jesus, full of love, willingly gave his life as a sacrifice on the cross for our sins. Oh, gosh, I always cry. So that we might be in true relationship with him in eternity. He is alive forevermore and holds the keys to death and Hades. We read about the importance of Jesus' blood and why it was shed when he was sharing the Last Supper with his disciples. And in Matthew 26, verse 27 to 28, it says, each of you drink from it, the cup, for this is my blood, which seals the covenant. It's the promise, a binding agreement between God and his people. It is poured out to forgive the sins of many. Jesus' blood covers our sins, meaning when God looks at us, his children, those who have declared Jesus as his Saviour, he doesn't see our sin. God doesn't see our sin. To put it another way, in Psalm 103, verse 12, it says, "As far as the east is from the west, that is how far he has removed our transgressions from us." I'm not saying God is ignorant of all the ways that we have sinned. He knows it all and he can stomach it all. So it's not about hiding our sins from him. His knowledge of what we've done or who we are will never hinder his love for us. And just like we as mums say to our children, "Sweetie, there's nothing that you have done that will ever change the love that I have for you." There are no conditions to unconditional love. There is no fairness in grace, and it isn't based on fair. It is an undeserved gift. We as adults need to be reminded of that truth. Nothing changes the love that he has for us. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say rose-colored glasses? God looks at us like he is looking through rose-colored glasses, because Jesus' blood is the rose color. It's removed the sin from God's sight, and that allows us to be in relationship with him for eternity. Isn't it beautiful? Right now, I know I'm in the sweet spot with my kids. My kids see me through rose-colored glasses. I have all the answers to every mathematical question that my grade two child, not my grade four, my grade two child does. I get those love notes that say, "Best mum ever, I love you more than you love me." And I get to have all the chats at bedtime, and I get to pray with them about all their little hard things going on in their lives. It's a sweet spot, right? My kids need me, they rely on me for everything, and I'm the one of their favourites. Dad, you're up there too. Because no one gives hugs like your mum does. No one will kiss your toe when you've stubbed it, apart from your mum. She's the one you want to help pull on your jumper, to tie your shoelaces, to brush your teeth, to make your lunch. I even get the privilege of wiping my children's butt. You guys don't get that. But I know it won't be like this forever. I won't, thank goodness. I won't have all the answers, definitely not the ones to the math questions. I've already learnt that. My lunches will become boring and I'll be out of touch. There'll be a cooler mum than me, and I may even, God forbid, be daggy or embarrassing. Although I think the embarrassing and daggy is usually held by the dads. My kids' image of me will change as they grow, and their view of the world changes too. I know this because it's something that I've been through. It's a journey I've done too. But it does a full circle, I think. Well, that's what I'm experiencing. I've done those bits of the journey as a little kid needing their mum for everything. As an independent young person who feels that they have all the answers, or their answers are the right way to go. To a mum who's trying to be the perfect mum for their children. But there was a point, and I wouldn't say it was when I had children myself, although that definitely helped, when I realised the why behind all the things that my mum did. And I realised I'd put my rose-coloured glasses back on when I looked at her. I realised she was a super mum. She was so cool and creative in how she parented me. I needed to learn a lot of those strategies for myself with my kids. I could see what she'd put aside in her life and how she'd prioritised me. I understood her tears for me now. I understood her prayers. And I realised that for her, this life-changing role for when she became a mum meant that no matter what age I was, I would always be her child. And I realize that this is what God wants for us to find in him. That everything he has done for us is because of his great love that he has lavished on us. To come to him like little children, not adolescent children, like little children, and see him as my provider, as my protector, as my physician, as my teacher, as my comforter. Can I have the worship team up? Mother's Day is a celebration of love, and it's the love of mothers for their children. And we can celebrate that love, I promise, even if we're doing it out of a broken, sinful world, even if we as children have shortcomings or we as parents feel we have shortcomings, we can celebrate love. The love of a mother is ultimately an expression of the love that our Heavenly Father has for us. His perfect love for us that he offers to all of us. I had this image in my head that I wanted you guys to receive today. And we popped it on the cookies. And for those men who didn't get to have any of the cookies, we'll pop the picture up on the screen. This lady, she's wearing her rose-coloured glasses in how she looks out at people in the world. But her head is upturned and she is basking in the love of her father that he lavishes on her. I want you guys to have that experience today. I've asked the worship team to come up and I want you guys to sit and bask in the love that your Heavenly Father has for you. We're going to sing the song, Oh How He Loves Us. I don't know if that's what it's called. I just feel... So, Graham, I did you. But I want you to sit and just close your eyes, turn your head up and bask in that light, in that truth of the love that the Father has for you today. I'll just pray and then we can start. Oh, how you love us, God. Lord, I pray for a revelation for everyone here, a moment with you, God, where they see truly, unmasked, undone, really the love that you have for them. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you have done for us. Lord, I pray for those relationships. I pray for the relationships with you, Lord, that we come to you first for those hard relationships. Lord, show us your way. Show us your love. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.